Well, hello everybody, this is Mia and
Alexia,
and you are listening to Matter of Fact on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Very glad to be back once again for another great week of great music.
We have a wonderful double feature coming up for you guys today for the next 2 hours.
Unfortunately, we are not accompanied by any guests. Charlie is also gone.
Charlie's gone.
Megan's empty. Not here. Pearl's going to Ghana.
Pearl's going to Ghana.
So it's us again, like the old days, if you guys had listened to our show last year.
It's a nice change of pace.
Alexia, last year.
I know.
One year ago.
It's been a while.
Oh my, when was our first show?
It was spring semester of last year.
But like, wow.
It's been probably about a year.
Wow. Well,
look at how
that's
we
incredible.
Flourished.
Look at that.
Built, you know.
What?
We built a company.
I know, we have. We built a name. But today we have a theme, but we will announce it now.
Yes,
because
you guys are in for a wild ride on the crazy train today, because we are doing 80s to
90s. 80s to 90s.
Through the years.
Through the years. We have a very nicely curated set tonight,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to take a journey through the 80s, through some nice rock as we're listening to right now. Then we're going to get into some punk later and
mm-hmm.
maybe some grunge. We'll see.
Grunge is the line between 80s and 90s, I feel like. And then we get into a little
into
bit
into the 90s. So that's very exciting.
New wave and then fun stuff.
Yeah.
Some hip hop.
Some Weezer. What? Oh my God, Weezer's going on tour.
When?
Well, they're coming to Boston in September.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Weezer.
They're going to play their entire Blue album.
With who? Who are they going
to play? Flaming Lips and... Hold on. Flaming Lips and...
Boom, 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 boom. That's a long song. We have time
boom,
to talk.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shout out Pearl, boom, boom, taking care boom, of Darnell.
Boom. Oh, yep. Hold on. Weezer with the Flaming Lips and Dinosaur Jr. Isn't that insane?
I don't know who Dinosaur Jr. is. Who's
They're
that?
The guys from, oh, poop. Hold on. It's okay. Let me think about it. wait, but I was going to say something.
Weezer?
I forgot. No. No. Just that we have great music for y'all.
Yeah.
It'll be a good night.
Guys, call in if we have any discrepancies in our 80s to 90s.
Which we won't, but... It would still be very fun for you guys to call on. We have great music, and we would love to talk to you guys.
855-915-9636. I almost
have
it memorized.
855-915-9636.
Give us a call. We'd love to have a chat.
All right, let's listen to the rest of Crazy Train. But after this, we got I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Then Don't You Want Me by the Human League. Talking in Your Sleep by the Romantics. And then we'll be back, probably.
We'll catch you guys soon. Yeah. By the Eurythmics.
We'll catch you guys soon. So see ya.
See ya.
Strong, playing my favorite song, and I pretend. Yeah.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's advertise our show.
We have a gallery show with our intermediate studio seminar class on April 26th, 2024, yes, at the Piano Craft Gallery.
In downtown Boston.
In downtown Boston. We are very, very excited. Honestly, a little bit stressed.
It's
getting
a lot.
The piece done.
It's really a lot.
It's a little bit stressful, but
on top of all of the other things that we need to be doing and also the show prep,
yeah,
there's a lot,
my
of
goodness,
advertising a lot and of ephemera that we need to get done.
Yeah, yeah, but that's how it is.
It's,
I don't know.
I'm really grateful, like, that we could have a show.
I spent 5 hours in the studio today working on the piece, which is like, it's fine. It was just a lot to kind of like dive back into it.
For the past week, I think I've spent 6 out of the 7 days
at
SMFA for at least 6 hours.
I know,
you
were barely around the house.
I was gone. I was at SMFA the whole time. I've been working like a dog.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
It's a lot, but it's very exciting. I know it's going to be a really great show. We've all been working very, very hard to make this happen.
Everybody's making really great work, and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how we're gonna finesse it.
Yeah. I think the show's gonna come together really well.
I don't know how cohesive it will be just in terms of, you know,
conceptually,
the preparation of our work beforehand. We're making the work specifically for the show, and it might not look very visually cohesive with each other, but I think that, you know, we all have the same amount of passion and work ethic.
I think that's definitely what's gonna show.
So I think nobody's gonna, you know, be lacking in any way in that regard.
Yeah, not at all. But it'll definitely be a great show. It's gonna be so great. So you guys should show up. The show will be up from April 26th all the way to May 5th.
I believe May 5th, yes.
May 5th. Because May 6th is tear down. Because we weren't supposed to schedule review boards for May 6th. Elena, if you're listening. She said she might listen. She said she might call in. So if you're
listening, shame on you for scheduling your review board.
Dude.
On
it's fine.
The
6th. At this point, it doesn't even matter.
I'm sure that we can coordinate.
Everything will work out.
Yeah.
That's a for sure thing.
Yeah, I scheduled mine way later because I really needed my work to be able to be in my review board.
Yeah, I did mine the day after teardown, so May 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up now?
What do we have coming up? We got This Night Has Opened My Eyes by The Smiths.
Goated.
Then Don't Get Me Wrong by Pretenders. Mm-hmm. Such a good song. Coming up after that is Minor Threat. And then possibly our next talk break.
We'll see.
So enjoy these next couple songs, and we'll see you guys in a bit.
See ya.
Kicked and cried.
It's about that time. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Number to think about. From WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was definitely educational.
So educational.
Wow. Numbers to think about.
Should we continue the song?
We can continue the song. This is Holiday in Cambodia by the Dead Kennedys.
Yeah.
You suck like a leech, you want everyone to act like you. Kiss ass for your bitch so you can get rich, but your boss can switch her off you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun in your back for a bowl of rice a day. Slave or soldiers till you starve, then your head is skewered on a stake. Now you can go where people Fast like a rat.
Hey.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt your listening, but we felt like talking.
We felt like talking about what we're going to do over spring break. Alexia, what are your plans?
For the beginning half, I am going to be around here. I'm going to be working a few odd jobs.
What odd jobs? Back.
You know how I was the moderator for Scholastic?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a gallery attendant over at Breed Hall. Where's Breed Hall? It's on this campus.
There's a hall called what?
Breed Hall.
Breed?
Breed. Like breeding.
Like B-R-E-E-D?
Yes.
I have no clue where that is.
Well, I'm going to be a gallery attendant. It might be at that, like, church that they have the Apple Jam stuff at. But,
That's Winthrop.
I think it might be that. There's but I'm going to be a gallery attendant there. Get my bag up. And then for 4 days, I'm going to New York with Antonio and their family.
Nice. So, exciting.
Meeting the Rents.
That's wild. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm excited.
Big New York. What are you going to do in New York?
We're going to go to museums.
You tell the Met to hire me, please?
Yeah. I've only ever been to the MoMA, so I'm excited to go to the Met. That's and then what's the other one?
Whitney. MoMA, Guggenheim.
I think we're going to go to the Guggenheim. And then we're going to go see, what's it called? The musical that I've been wanting to see. You know which one it is.
Book of Mormon?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen it twice. Alexia.
I'm so excited.
It's probably everything you're going to, like, talk about for a while.
I know.
Because, oh my gosh, Book of Mormon is about... It's like general story. I'm not no spoilers. Yeah. It's about these two Mormons that go on a trip, the
pilgrimage
together to somewhere. They're sent off, and I saw it first with my mom.
Yeah.
And second time I saw it with my dad and my mom, and
we would make jokes
about it a lot. And today I saw two elders just walking around in Davis Square.
Really?
Really wild. So I was like, guys, you will not believe what I just saw.
I've never seen Mormons out in the wild.
It's I don't think I've ever had elder from the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
They walk in pairs. It's really awesome.
It's goated. I'm so excited.
That's going to be exciting.
But Mia, what are your plans?
What are my plans? I'm leaving to Miami with Charles. With Charlie. We're going to go to Miami for a week. I don't know, see some alligators, have some nice food. We want to do an airboat tour.
I'm scared of the airboats.
I know, it's so much. I haven't been probably in like a decade or something.
But you've been on one?
I've been on one a really long time ago.
Is it scary? Did they go fast?
They go so fast.
I would die.
I know he's a big nature guy, so I'm going to take him biking through Shark Valley, which is like just a bunch of alligators lying around, no sharks.
Isn't that what they were talking about at that concert?
Yeah, Boy Scout.
Yeah.
That and I don't know, I'm gonna take him around my city.
Hang out in the pool.
Jealous. I need to get tan.
Yeah.
I need to get tan. My parents are telling me that I blend into the wall and our walls from our house are like gray.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
I mean, you live with white people.
Yeah.
So I think if you're looking like us, you might
it's
need to.
It's getting bad.
You might I'm need getting, to hit the table.
I look.
We're the same color right now.
This is. I look pale. My makeup isn't the right color.
Yeah, that happens to me.
Because I'm pale. Thank goodness I have these blue glasses where you can't see like my under eye makeup.
Because it doesn't match.
It's crazy.
Well, we have quite the eventful break coming up.
We do. It's very exciting. And then we'll be back. And then we'll be back. And that's all I want to. I just want to think about break right now. All I want
to
think about is I have to pack tomorrow.
I need a break so bad. I've been at the studio every single day. I'm just sick of
just
it.
Just school, too, has just been... I have essays. A 20-page script due when we come back from break for my children's media class.
See, that's the thing. It's like, why are they doing this to us?
I don't know. It's like, sometimes... I think we've been talked about this a lot before, but a lot of teachers just think that their classes revolve around... Like, we revolve around their classes, and that's all that matters.
It's the only class that we take that semester, like, even though I'm in, like, five, six.
Yeah,
classes.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. So you know how it is.
We're art majors.
Yeah.
And you have us writing papers.
No, and not only that, I feel like a lot of people think that art majors just don't do anything. It's like, actually, we're swamped.
We actually have to do both.
Actually, we're swamped. Like, I feel for the dual degrees, too, because they have a lot more on their plate as well.
They're tortured souls.
But I don't know.
Could never be me.
Yeah.
Good luck to them.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're listening to Kickstart by My Heart by Motley Crue.
Yep.
Coming up next, we got Blue by Nirvana from their 1989 album. Such a beautiful album, Bleach. Actually, on that album, Dave Grohl wasn't around yet.
Yeah.
And they had Pat Smear playing for them. Pat Smear now plays with Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters. If you get it, call in and talk to us about it. 855-915-9636. All right, see you guys soon.
See you guys.
bigger. It's bigger than you. Together we cry.
streets, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. And I don't ever want.
Guys, we have reached the end of the first hour.
Only the first hour, guys.
Only the first hour, but we will be filling in for Charlie for his show Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe, but tonight it will be Matter of Fact.
Yes, it will.
So
getting our volunteer on hours.
We are. But keep listening. Keep listening. This has been and continues to be Matter of Fact on
91.5. FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio with Alexia and
Mia. And we just listened to Under the Bridge by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Currently listening to Fue by Soda Stereo.
Mm-hmm. We have entered the 90s, guys.
We are 90s now.
We are in the 90s.
With those Chili Peppers. With Rem? Was Rem 91?
I'm not sure.
90? Hold on. Rem was 91, yep.
91.
90. So yes, with Rem, REM, we entered the 90s.
In a little bit, we're going to have some hip hop with Keep Your Head Up by Tupac.
Oh, yeah.
And Juicy by The Notorious B.I.G.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll Be There For You, / You're All I Need to Get by Method Man, featuring Mary J. Blige. And then we will be speaking over the one and only Britney Spears.
It's Britney.
Beep. We can't swear on the air, but we're really looking forward to it.
Yes, we are.
This is great. Great this lineup great. So far.
This is great. All right, let's keep listening to the song, and we'll see you guys in a bit.
See ya.
Sorry, guys. We're working on a little side project, so if you hear some sound effects, don't be alarmed. Just modern technology and working.
Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't